Tens of thousands of people gathered in the nation's capital today in opposition to the Iraq War. The demonstration on the National Mall was the highlight of a weekend of anti-war activities. The protests come as national polls show public support for the Iraq War falling. Uncertainty over the war and concerns over the federal response to Hurricane Katrina have left President Bush's approval ratings at a low point. NPR's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports on today's big demonstration in Washington.
They came by plane, bus, and car from the West Coast, Midwest, Northeast, and Deep South. Washington Police Chief Charles Ramsey says the protest organizers probably met their goal of drawing 100,000 people, students, some with wildly colored hair, parents pushing strollers, and aging yuppies crowded together for a pre-march rally. They cheered Cindy Sheehan like a rock star when she took the stage. Sheehan, whose son was killed fighting in Iraq, drew national attention in August when she showed up near President Bush's ranch in Texas. Sheehan revved up the crowd, telling them she has a message for members of Congress who voted to authorize the Iraq War.
Are you willing to sacrifice for the lies? And we're going to say shame on you. Shame on you for giving him the authority to invade Iraq. And we're going to say not one person should have died. Not one more should die. Can you scream that to the White House? Not one more.
Not one more.
Democratic Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney of Georgia accused the Bush administration of starting the Iraq War on false evidence. Former Attorney General Ramsey Clark called for the president to be impeached. Not everyone agreed with such extreme sentiment. Organizers were hoping to draw a much broader crowd to the demonstration, including people such as Roman Pakura. The 23-year-old is from Washington, D.C. His brother is in the military and just finished a tour in Iraq. Pakura initially supported the war, but now he's disillusioned.
When the war first started, I desperately wanted to believe, and I did. And I said, this is our government. They probably have much better intelligence than we do, and they would never bring us into a war unless they were sure that there was a clear and present danger. And then as news came out, there were no weapons of mass destruction. I started to get angry because I'm saying, why are we committing, people's lives to this when... It wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary at all.
New faces such as Pakura's didn't go unnoticed among veteran marchers from the Vietnam era. Ellen O'Brien of Conyers, New York, marched against that war back in 1969, 70, and 71.
I'm surprised by the mobilization and the amount of people. There are a lot of young people, a lot of old people. I'm glad to see it.
For the first time in a decade, protest organizers were granted a permit to march in front of the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. But President Bush didn't see their signs or hear their shouts. He spent the day in Colorado and Texas monitoring Hurricane Rita. Nancy Marshall Genzer, NPR News, Washington.